Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen and Overy pensions team. It's Monday the 25th of July. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. There have been a number of publications this week on a few main themes. The first is pensions dashboards, with the publication of a series of proposed standards that schemes and dashboard providers will be required to meet. There's also a summary of key dashboards policies from the Department for Work and Pensions, and a new private members bill that will prohibit schemes from reimbursing trustees out of scheme assets in respect of civil penalties relating to breaches of the dashboards legislation. Next, we have news of proposed pensions-related legislation for the next finance bill. This relates to top-ups for low earners on net pay arrangements and technical updates to the legislation for collective money purchase schemes and the dormant asset scheme. These proposals are also a key focus of the latest HMRC newsletter. In other news, regulations have been made replacing current requirements for pension schemes in relation to fiduciary management services and investment consultancy providers, and, separately, making changes to the restrictions on employer-related investment by large master trusts. And the government has published a response to its consultation on integrating consideration of financially material social factors into investment and stewardship activities. You can find more details and links to all of these publications in the full version of What's New This Week. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.